So last week, Josias started us off with a new sermon series, with his talk on rebooting our spiritual life. This is a sermon series on spiritual renewal, and I have to tell you, I love this topic. And I love it because it's a topic that speaks to people who are feeling tired out by life, and not just because the Vikings lost. But people who are feeling spiritually drained, who are trying their best to connect to God and just not feeling fed. It speaks to me personally, but also to everyone who's had a spiritual dry spell at some point. Now, if you've never in your whole faith walk had a spiritual dry spell, then I can pretty much tell you one of two things. Either you are really, really lucky, or you are really, really new at this. I mean, it's a little like a married couple telling you that they've never had an argument. It may be true, but in even the healthiest relationships, well, come on, give it a little time. It's probably going to happen. And so when I get to preach on a topic like spiritual renewal, I get really excited because I get to talk about something that most people here have dealt with, that a good number of people here are probably dealing with, and that everyone here is likely to deal with again at some point. And the good news, the great news to people who are spiritually fatigued, who are feeling weak and heavy laden, is that there is rest to be found because we serve a God of renewal. This book may start with creation, but nearly every chapter after that is about restoration. In Genesis 1 and 2, it shows God making all things, but through the patriarchs and the prophets, through the saints and the martyrs, through His Spirit and His Son, the rest of Scripture shows God making all things new. And He'll do the same for you. The gospel in a nutshell. And so, in a way, I felt I had to start this sermon at the beginning with Genesis 1, with who we were created to be. And the first thing to understand, and I know you've heard this many times before, but I want you to really let this sink in. The first thing that you have to understand is you were made in the image of God. And when we talk about renewal, we aren't talking about creating something new. We're talking about restoring something that's been damaged or tarnished. You are created in the image of God. And no matter how dusty and rusty that image may become, it's there. It's right there. Just beneath the surface. Ready to be dusted off and polished up, waiting to be revealed to the world. And that polishing, that restoration comes like all good and perfect gifts from God, from the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, when He holds us in His hands, when He looks at His own dusty image, and then brings it to life. Just listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3. Since then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness. Not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into that same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. And there we see it. The Holy Spirit, the source of our renewal, polishing God's image back to a mirror finish. That this is a transformation that isn't meant to be hidden. What would an image be if not meant to be seen? We aren't meant to hide that image behind a veil or stuff that light under a basket. And Paul goes on to say in chapter 4, typical of how this is structured, it sticks the chapter break right in the middle of his thought, that it is God, that same God who commanded the light to shine in the darkness, who shines in us now. The implication, of course, being that we are commanded to shine in the darkness. And that's why we titled this series on renewal, Love That Overflows. We love because he first loved us. We shine because he shines in us. He renews us, and then we live it out. But that's another sermon. I'm getting a little ahead here. Spoiler alert. We'll be getting to that in a few weeks. Today, we're focusing in on how do we get there? And there really is only one way. And here's a hint, it's not on our own power. It's by taking the time to be with the Father, to welcome the Holy Spirit, to invite His life into ourselves. That's when we find ourselves restored. I think back to some of the examples from Scripture of when people experienced the sort of renewal that we're talking about. An Israelite alone on a mountain, chatting with a flaming shrubbery. A prophet secluded in a cave, listening for the still, small voice of God. Saul, struck blind by the Lord, praying alone in that house on Straight Street until Ananias came and laid a hand on his shoulder. Or Jesus, taking 40 days, right when his ministry was starting, to withdraw into the wilderness. Or Jesus, at night, praying alone, away from his disciples, when in the morning they looked frantically for him, because he needed to spend that time alone with the Father. Or how about Jesus praying with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, them sleeping off to the side, and him pleading his case with the Father, and then surrendering his life. It seems to me to be a common theme that while wisdom comes from community, from discernment, from iron sharpening iron, renewal comes from the time that we spend alone with God, letting the Spirit do its work. And that's why it's so important that we take time to power down, as Josias said last week. We have to take the time to shut off the world, to get back to our basic programming, so that we can start up again fresh. And that's what these prayer retreats that we're doing this month are all about. They're about taking that time, taking time to sit with God, to be renewed and reinvigorated, to be reminded of who God wants us to be, who God empowers us to be. Now, if you can't make it to one of those retreats, I encourage you, I implore you to take a day, an evening, an hour, to let Christ speak to you, to be with the Father, to let the Holy Spirit wash over you, to just spend time with God. Take that little bit of time to reboot. And let God show you what facet of His image you were made to reflect. Because God has something a little different in mind for each and every one of us. This is what Paul talked about in Romans 12 when he writes about the body of Christ, that each of us has a unique place, a unique gift to contribute. A prayer, a song, a revelation, an interpretation. Each of us is a distinct part of the body of Christ. One facet of the image of God. Because it wasn't just Adam who was made in God's image. It was Adam and Eve, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph and Mary, and you and me. Humanity was made in God's image. A collection of people that reflects the divine community of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One of my favorite C.S. Lewis quotes is that good, as it ripens, becomes continually more different not only from evil, but from other good as well. And it's true. As you spend time with God, you will grow more and more into that particular facet of His image that He made you to show the world. Because you, each and every single one of you, are a beautiful facet of God's image. You have something to teach us about who God is that we can't learn in any other way than by knowing you. So this week, Take the time to open yourself to God. Let him show you who you are meant to be. Let him renew that image and breathe life into it. Let him put flesh to the gospel. Let him put your flesh to the gospel, so that the world can see in you the character of our Lord. And so I want to take some of that time right now, just 5 minutes, to sit in God's presence and to invite the Holy Spirit. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into that same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit.